Hello, Lucy speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are we doing today?
Yes, I'm okay. I just got a call that there was a payment made on my account.
Yeah, that's correct. Did you make that purchase for $299?
No, I didn't make the payment. So can you cancel it right now?
Okay. Your number is, madam, 0402-687-319, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So if you did not make this purchase, madam, if you did not make this payment, then that means this is a fraud purchase which has been made through your side.
Wow, that's scary. Can you cancel it, please?
Yes, we can just cancel it, but at first you need to confirm me one thing. That did you share any kind of your personal information to anyone, madam?
Not with anyone, but I think my card is just in my bag and maybe my kids did it. I'm not really sure, so just can you cancel it, please?
Yeah, we can help you to cancel it, because the thing is that what happens, someone is misusing your personal information to place this kind of fraud on us. The thing is that, let me make you understand at first. Like, whenever you go online, madam, and surfing your internet or visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, you know, there are lots of unwanted links or ads comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistakenly from your side, you have clicked on that any unwanted ads or links. That's why your information gets compromised by those unknown fraudsters. Because what happens, madam, these unwanted ads or links are coming from the foreign unknown IP addresses. All right.
Oh, wow, that's scary, yeah.
So what we need to do, madam, we need to simply cancel that fraud order. We need to cancel that charge for $299 and provide you back your refund.
Thank you so much.
And also, we need to block those persons from your network, from your internet network.
Yes, okay. Please do that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And
yes, so right at the moment, madam, I do believe you are speaking to me with your mobile phone.
Yes, I'm on my mobile phone right now.
Yeah. So do one thing. Can you just put me on loudspeaker with your mobile phone?
Okay. Loudspeaker.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, madam, I'm going to simply help you up to generate the cancellation ID at first. So through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that and block each and everything.
Okay, so what should I do?
I am telling you. I'm on the speaker right now, and you are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone, madam?
It's an Android phone, a Samsung.
So you know how to open up your Play Store?
Yeah, Play Store, yes.
Open up your Play Store.
Okay. Play Store. Okay, I'm looking for it. Daniel, Play Store, can you come?
Hey, are you talking to me, madam?
Sorry, I'm talking to my daughter to assist me, so...
Play Store.
Okay, it's open now.
Yeah, and now in the Play Store, look at the top. Can you see there is a search bar where it is written over there, search for apps and games?
Yes, it's there, search.
Yes. So in that search bar, type in over there, madam. Type all in lower cases, type eBay, E for Edward, B for Bob, A for Apple, Y for Yellow, eBay.
Yes.
Then leave a space.
Okay.
Then type any desk, ANYDESK.
Okay, any desk, yes.
Yes, and you need to search it. This is a cancellation application of eBay, so you need to search it, madam. And after searching it, what you can see? Sorry? What you can see?
eBay any desk.
Have you searched it, madam? And what you can see after searching it?
I did search, but it doesn't take me to anywhere. It's just giving me some, eBay app for Android, eBay shopping app, eBay Motors and all that, eBay...
You're searching in the app, Play Store, madam, or you're searching in the Google?
In the Play Store.
Okay, so can you see anything comes up like any desk, remote desktop?
Yeah, any desk, remote desktop is there.
Yeah, give a tap on it.
Okay, yes.
And now can you see there's an option in a green color box which says install.
Yes.
Give a click on install. Tap on install.
Okay.
So today you will get it. Yes. So whenever you can see open, press on open.
Okay.
Is it installing?
Press on open.
What you can see?
It says allow any desktop. It's opening again. It's still running. It says not license.
Yes. It's for your privacy policy, madam. So look over there. You will get to see. There's an option agree. Can you see that agree? I have read this terms and condition agree. Yeah, press on agree.
Yes.
And after giving a press on agree, what you can see?
It says tutorial. You can absorb the tutorial by touching.
Yes. You need to touch your screen outside that blue tutorial surface. Touch your screen outside the blue tutorial surface. And now what you can see?
It says we at any desk care about your privacy very seriously. Learn more about how we collect and process your data.
Can you see there's an option like cancel? Or can you see okay? Can you see okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, press on okay. Press on okay. And now what you can see?
For controlling this device remotely.
Can you see cancel? Can you see cancel?
Cancel is there. Cancel and okay.
Press on cancel. Press on cancel.
Okay.
And now what you can see?
It says tutorial. You can absorb the tutorial by touching the area.
Yeah, touch your screen outside that blue tutorial surface, madam. Touch your screen outside that blue tutorial surface. And now what you can see after that?
It gives your address.
Yes, and can you see there's a ID? There's a numbers over there. 9-digit number?
Yes,
it's 89.
Yes.
Tell me the ID. Tell me the number.
892-829-221.
Okay, it's 892-829-221, right?
221, yes.
Yeah. So, madam, shortly, we are going to activate this ID from our site, from our eBay server, so we can just block each and everything.
Okay.
But before that, madam, we are going to provide you the security password over there. So, just look over there. Just below that number, can you see there's an option which says set password. Can you see set password?
Yes.
Yeah, press on set password.
Okay.
And after you yes, that's correct. You can see the first option, interactive access. And can you see there's a second option which says permission. Can you see permission?
Yes, there's a permission down there.
Yes. Now just do one thing. Scroll down your page a little bit, okay? Scroll down your page a little bit. You will get to see the option permission profile. Can you see permission profile?
Yes.
You will click on permission profile.
Yes, okay.
And after giving a press on permission profile, madam, what you can see?
It just gives default screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Yes, give a click on unattended access. Can you see unattended access?
Yes.
Give a click on unattended access. And after giving a click that unattended access, madam, can you see there's an option, the second option which says enable unattended access. There's a tick box.
Yes, I'll just tick that.
Tick that box, yeah. And after that, it is asking for the password, right? Set password.
Yes.
Now I'm providing the password. Type over there, all in lower cases, in that password box. Letter E for Edward.
Yes.
Then B for Barry.
Yes.
Then A for apple.
Yes.
Then Y for yellow.
Yes.
Then number 1.
Yes.
Number 2.
Yes.
Number 3.
Yes.
Number 4.
Yes.
So have you typed eBay 1234 all in lower cases, madam?
Yes, yes.
And just below that you can see OK. Can you see OK? Press on OK.
OK.
And after giving a press on OK, madam, just hold on, just be on that page. We are starting the cancellation process from our side. So whenever you can see the cancellation process as we started, you will get to see the notification comes up. If you can see anything comes up like start now or start cancellation, give a click on it. Can you see start now? At the bottom, can you see start now or start cancellation? Give a tap on it. Tap on start now. Tap on start now. And after giving a tap on start now, madam, like what you can see over there?
Do one thing,
madam. You need to open up your Play Store once again. Just open up your Play Store.
Okay, I'm just so confused. I've never seen this and it's just...
Yeah, as because, madam, you can understand someone is misusing your personal information, right? So
yeah.
That's why. Yeah, just open
okay,
up your...
Okay,
After opening up your Play Store, madam, look at the right-hand side top. Can you see there's a magnifying glass? Give a tap on that magnifying glass. Yes, tap on that magnifying glass.
Yes.
And after giving a tap on that magnifying glass, madam, type in over there, any desk, type any desk.
eBay, any desk,
No. Only type any desk. Don't type eBay. Only type any desk.
Yeah.
And after typing any desk, leave a space. After typing any desk, you need to give a space. Then can you see any suggestion comes up like any desk plugin add up 81? Can you see the suggestion?
Yes.
Give a tap on it. Can you give a tap on it so we can just start this second level security? So after giving a tap on that any desk plugin 81, you can see there is an option like the first option any desk plugin 81. But tap on it.
Yes.
And after giving a tap on it, madam, what you can see, there is option install or download. Can you see that? Install.
Yes.
Tap on install. Tap on install.
Yes.
So after giving a tap on install, madam, just hold on.
Yes.
So whenever you can see uninstall, just let me know. Okay?
Okay. I said uninstall.
Yes. Now what you need to do, you need to just minimize this page and open up your settings. Open up your phone settings.
Can you open? Settings.
Yeah, phone settings. Did you open up your phone settings, ma'am?
Yes. Yes.
And in the settings, ma'am, look. Yes. And in the settings, look at the top. Can you see there's a right hand side corner? Magnifying glass. Give a tap on that magnifying glass.
Yes. Oh, my phone too is almost done. Okay,
In the settings, in the search bar, you need to type in over there, letter A. A for Apple.
Okay. Sorry. A for Apple.
Yeah. See, like you don't have charge in your cell phone. If you don't have any charge, madam, you can just put the charger on at first in your cell phone.
Put what?
You can just put the charger on. Put the charger on.
Oh yeah, that's what the problem is. Where is the other charger?
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to my daughter.
Yeah, put the charger on, madam.
Yeah, she will bring. Is this to block all the things? Are we doing this to block off all the what?
Yes, you are doing this to block all those persons from your side whoever misusing your personal information and placing this kind of fraud orders. Okay?
Okay.
So just do one thing. After typing A, madam, type letter C. C for Charlie.
A, C, yeah.
Then once again type C. C for Charlie.
Yes.
And now can you see? And can you see any suggestions comes up like accessibility? Can you see?
Yeah.
Press on accessibility.
Yes.
And after giving a press on that accessibility, madam, you can see any option over there at the bottom or at the top. Can you see anything like install app?
Install app.
Give a tap on it. That's correct. You're doing good, madam. Tap on it. And after giving a tap on it, madam, what you can see?
This is any desk control service.
81, right? You just give a tap on that. Any desk control service 81. Give a tap on it.
Yeah.
And I think, madam, it is off right at the moment. So you need to turn it on. Because we are going to start the security, so we can just block those persons from your side. So you need to turn it on. Just turn it on. Tap on that. Okay. And tap on allow.
I'm really scared of what I'm doing right now.
Tap on allow. You are doing, ma'am, you are doing for your security purpose, madam. Because those persons are inside in your internet right at the moment, and they are misusing all of your details by their side. So that's why we are helping you have to block them up, and we are helping you have to cancel that charge for which has been made from your side. So we can just provide you back your refund for $299. All right. So now just do one thing, madam. Just minimize the settings.
Okay. Before we go on, can I ask you what credit card did they use?
We cannot just tell you that information over the line, but we can just tell you that we are getting some kind of payment from Westpac Bank. Do you deal with Westpac Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are getting some payments from Westpac Bank, madam. All right. So just do one thing, madam. Because the charge has been made for $299. All right.
Okay.
So what you need to do? Yeah, tell me.
Okay, I have the number that you called me. I have it here. Can I call the Westpac Bank and get back to you so we can continue the process?
No. You don't need to call your bank, madam. As because the purchase has been made from the eBay. So what you need to do, madam, right at the moment, you need to simply check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. Okay?
Under eBay.
If you can see any money has been debited by the name of eBay, just let me know. I will help you up to cancel that and provide you back your refund. All right?
Okay. Let me just check it. Wait, please. Yeah,